Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we finished a chapter on the sunnah of the Asr Salah. So those sunnah that are read with the Asr Salah. And we explained that a special dua was made by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, may Allah ta'ala have mercy upon the person who performs four rakats before the Asr Salah. So therefore we should try not to miss out this four rakats sunnah before Asr Salah. Although it's ghair mu'akkada means not strongly emphasized. However, we all desirous, we all wish to take the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one way that we can take this dua of rahmat and mercy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by making it a point of reading the four rakats sunnah before Asr Salah. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Sunnatil Maghribi Ba'daha wa Qablaha. The chapter on the sunnah before and after the Maghrib Salah. As we go, we'll explain inshallah. We covered the sunnahs. You see, most of the sunnahs we already covered in the general chapter that we covered as far as the rawatib are concerned. Those salah that are performed together with the Farz Salah, we did many, many virtues. So Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali, he draws our attention to this also, that these ahadith were covered before. But he brings it again specifically now within each salah. He brings the sunnah again to explain within each salah. But in general, it was covered before. So he explains here, تَقَدَّمَ فِي هَذِهِ الْأَبْوَابِ حَدِيثُ إِبْنِ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَحَدِيثُ عَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا وَهُمَا صَحِيحًا أَنَّ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ كَانَ يُصَلِّي بَعْدَ الْمَغْرِبِ رَكَعَتَيْنِ. The previous chapters quoted the hadith of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا and Hazrat Aisha رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to offer two rakat salat after the Maghrib Salah. This is what we know as two rakat sunnate mu'akkada. Means it's emphasized, strongly emphasized, these two rakat sunnah that we read after the Maghrib Salah. The virtues of the two rakat sunnate mu'akkada after Maghrib Salah can be gauged from another narration of Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, who said that the one who performs four rakat salat after Maghrib Salat, he's like the person fighting one battle after another in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person who performs two rakats sunnati mu'akkada, then he performs another two rakats. He gets four rakats salat if he does this. One who performs four rakats salat after Maghrib Salat, he's like the person fighting one battle after the another in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, person should try. Sometimes we got this in our mind that I just need to read my two sunnat and I'm out. That shouldn't be the mentality. If a person is getting such high reward, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Damat Barakat, he always says, he says that we must ask ourselves that are we stealing from namaz? Are we cheating in namaz? In other words, what we are supposed to read, that full quota, are we giving it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For every namaz that comes, and then he gives the example of Isha namaz, that are we reading all the sunnat and the nawafil after Isha salah, or we just read the important ones and we leave the rest? We got to see whether we are giving Allah Ta'ala full. We want full in return from Allah Ta'ala. We want good conditions. We want good health. We want good wealth. We want goodness. We want happiness. We want so many things from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We want the tawfiq of doing good. All these things we are asking and we want from Allah Ta'ala. But from our side, are we giving full or are we giving short? And we want full change. So therefore, we have to see, are we giving full from our side? عن عبد الله بن مغفل رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال صلوا قبل المغرب قال في الثالثة لمن شاء رواه البخاري. حضرت عبد الله بن مغفل رضي الله عنه نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said perform salah before the Maghrib salah, and the third time he said for whoever wishes to do so. We explained it also before that there is a hadith of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that between every two azans, there's two rakats of salah. And then we explain that what is meant by two azans. One is the azan and one is the iqamah. And then we explain that when it comes to Maghrib salah, then what happens is, it's encouraged, according to us, encouraged, that don't delay the Maghrib salah. That read the Maghrib salah as quick as possible. That is given preference. Therefore, a person doesn't read two rakats salah. We start the Maghrib salah immediately after the azan. We'll explain just now a little bit further. عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال لقد رأيت كبار أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يبتدرون السواري عند المغرب رواه البخاري. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated that I saw senior Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam hastening towards the pillars of the masjid at the time of Maghrib Salah. Hastening towards the pillars of the masjid, why? It's because when they read the Sunnah Salah, then they got something to block them. Like what we know is a sutra. So if anybody is walking past, he doesn't disturb that Salah of this. So they would actually go and they would find pillars, and that is where they would read the Sunnah Salah. Something that teaches us also a lesson, that we don't go read our Sunnah Salah in such a place where people are going to walk past, it's going to disturb us. And where they have to walk, now it disturbs them also, because now they got to go around us because we are reading Salah in such a place. So what the senior Sahaba would do, they would look for pillars and they would read Salah behind the Sunnah Salah behind the pillars. Why? Because it makes it easy for the people to walk past and it doesn't disturb them also. وَعَنْهُ قَالَ كُنَّا نُصَلِّ عَلَى أَهْدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَكَعْتَيْنِ بَعْدَ غُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ قَبْلَ الْمَغْرِبِ فَقِيلَ أَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ صَلَّاهُمَا قَالَ كَانَ يُرَانَا نُصَلِّيهِمَا فَلَمْ يَأْمُرْنَا وَلَمْ يَنْهَنَا رواه مسلم. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that we used to perform two rakat salah after sunset before the Maghrib salah during the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu was asked that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed these two rakats. So Hazrat Anas was asked, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed these two rakats before the Maghrib salah. So he replied that he used to see us performing them. He neither commanded us nor did he prohibit us. In other words, it was allowed, it was permitted. He didn't command us to read these two rakats before Maghrib, nor did he stop us. We'll do one more hadith that finishes off this chapter, and then we'll explain about further about this two rakats Maghrib Salah before, two rakat sunnat before the Maghrib Salah. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال كنا بالمدينة فإذا أذن المؤذن لصلاة المغرب ابتدروا السواري فركعوا ركعتين حتى إن الرجل الغريب لا يدخل المسجد فيحسب أن الصلاة قد صليت من كثرة من يصليهما. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that when we were in Medina Sharif and the Muazzin called out the Adhan for Maghrib Salah, the Sahaba would hasten towards the pillars and they would perform two rakat Salah. We explain why they would do this, so that they do not get, they do not disturb people that are going past, and they also do not get disturbed. If a stranger would enter the masjid, he would assume that the Maghrib Salah was over because of the large number of people performing these two rakats of Salah, referring to the two rakats before Maghrib Salah. According to Imam Shafi and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, these two rakats are mustahab or permissible to read, these two rakats before the Maghrib Salah. So the Hanafiya and the Malikiya scholars discourage the performance of these two rakats before the Maghrib Salah. They base their opinion on the narration which states that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, between every adhan and ikamah are two rakats except Maghrib Salah. In Dari Qutni and Bayhaqi, this is how it comes, that between every adhan and ikamah there is two rakats except the Maghrib Salah. According to Ibn Humam rahmatullah alayhi, Allama Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi, it is permissible to perform them, but however it is preferable to abstain from them for the following two reasons. That great emphasis has been placed upon hastening with the Maghrib Salah. In the Shariat, great emphasis is, do not delay this Maghrib Salah. The time for Maghrib Salah is very short, so don't delay. In other words, this is one of the reasons why we say it is permissible to read two rakats, no doubt, but do not delay, because emphasis has been given on hastening with Maghrib Salah. So we start the Maghrib Salah immediately after the Adhan. And number two is, the majority of the Sahaba did not perform them as stated by Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu. We explained it on example of Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayh. That the last moments of his life also, he taught one masla. And this was the masla that he taught the people just before he passed away. Is that he performed the tawaf after Asr Salah. And after Asr Salah, we know that when a person, he can't read any Nafil Salat, nor does he read any other Salat. If he's got Qaza Salat, that's a different story. He can read his Qaza Salat, but that too not in public. He must read at home. So people don't get confused that this person is reading Nafil Salat after Asr Salah. The same as after Fajr Salah, he can't read any Nafil Salat. He can read his Qaza Salat, but at home, so he doesn't create a confusion. So anyway, Mawlana had performed the Tawaf. And we know after Tawaf, there is something known as two rakats Wajibut Tawaf. Now that Wajibut Tawaf should be read after the Maghrib Salah. However, in Saudi Arabia, they give time between the Adhan and the Iqamah. You see, they give few minutes. So at that time, Maulana told the satis around him, that you all got this upon you all, you'll still have to read this two rakat. There's some time now between the azan and the iqama. Now, because there's time, that salah that is upon you on this wajib tawaf, read it now. This was a masla that he taught them. That it is permissible to read salah between the azan and the iqama of maghrib salah, provided there is time, and time is given like how it is given that side. Although we explained just now why we don't do it here in South Africa and other places. Why? Because of the emphasis that is given according to the Malikiya and the Hanbaliya. We explained that because of this great emphasis that is given, we start the salah about immediately, so we don't delay it. However, if time is given, like how time is given there, then what will happen is that a person should take advantage of those moments, and whatever he's got upon him, he doesn't delay. On one occasion, my Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sam, he went and asked his Ustad Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Rahmatullah Ali. He says that what I do is I build up my Sajdah Tilawat. Sajdah Tilawat are those ayats of Sajdah that you read in the Quran. He says I build it up because of the excessive Quran Sharif that he would read. Sometimes it makes it easier that you build it up and you read all the Sajdahs one time, so that you don't keep have to make Sajdah. He says this is what I do. I build it up to about 20, 30, and then I make all one time. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahab Rahmatullah Ali told him, kya maut ka koi bharosa hai? Is there any guarantee of maut that you're going to build up those things that are upon you and then do it at a later time? Do it immediately. If something is upon you, do it immediately. That is what Maulana taught these brothers that were there with him. That this two rakats, wajib or tawaf, is something that is upon you. It's a duty and an obligation that is upon you. Don't delay it. You got the small time between the azan and the iqama of Maghrib Salah here. Complete that obligation. So he completed that obligation also. And Allah Ta'ala made it such shortly after that he also went to me, teaching us a very great lesson. Any obligation that we got upon us, don't delay it unnecessarily. When you go also, go complete, free of every obligation to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.